It's daylight savings time, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know those little factoids on news? Or I forgot. Let's see. When did we start this in World War I? Is that when someone said that? Like, that's when it started. And then they said, currently we lose how many, they always turn it in dollars and cents, so many million of dollars worth of work time, because it takes us a few days to get into daylight savings time. So, yeah, it does, and knowing the fall, it takes me a full week to make a 1 hour transition. And I think, how do people do this that fly all the time? You know, they. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot what is it, a drink that they come up with? There was somebody in the Orient, like in, I want to say it's in Japan, and he was a flight person, and he was just always feeling rough, you know, because he's flying to Japan. And he got with some people that were Japanese airline people, and they were fine. And he knew that they were flying the other direction, and he goes, I've been around y'all a while, and I know you got some sort of secret something or another going on. And they said, well, we've been drinking, and then they described what it had in it. And so he tried it, and it was effective. And so he patented a energy drink. And I cannot think of the name of the energy drink now, but it was is that what it's called? 5 hour, yeah, I think you're right. I think maybe the 5 hour energy thing. And he's made quite a good living from that. From having a problem of flying and finding the Japanese pilots or people that flew on cruise. And wow, I know y'all wanted to hear that, didn't you? So that was, I really worked at that. I really worked at that. Well, you know, we have a few times in Congress, we have gotten so close to doing away with it. You know, we have states, where is it, Arizona, that they don't practice it at all. They just have, that may be the only state like that.
Several states have passed it, but besides Arizona, no one.
Yeah. So if one of y'all run for president, would you make this a policy of yours? Like, if you'll elect me president, I will go to. We went to, Patsy lived up in Philadelphia for a while, and we went to a Benjamin Franklin place that they taught all the people come out and they teach on it. My goodness gracious, God used him to, this country had some pivotal moments that we wouldn't be down the road at certain points had Franklin not done some of his stuff, you know. So it's like, wow, God uses people. You never know who he's going to use doing something. Turn with me to Acts 19. I'm going to pick up and do the story at the end of 19 that we didn't do the last time. I love the body life thing last week. That was fabulous with Brooke gave us a whole Kingdom of God overview, and Richard Moon happened to be here, and he gave us the value of signs and wonders and stuff. And I think Richard Hickman was talking about fallen angels. It was just a real rich time. We probably need to regularly schedule stuff like that. But so this is New American Standard, and it's the chapter 19 down at verse 23. So, you know, the part before this was that in Ephesus, you remember you had the guy with the sons, and they all decided that they were going to like cast out demons. And they tried this on a demonized guy, and the guy beat these seven sons up of this priest, and they ran away naked, it said. Like, he must have really worked them over. And so this all kind of got out there, and people started talking about it. And so in Ephesus, and fear fell upon all of the locals when they heard about what had happened because of the name of Jesus being magnified. That's up in verse 17. So they started repenting of doing magic and owning magic books and all this. Ephesus must have been a real spiritual kind of place, whether it's the right, whether it's God or not. And obviously it wasn't God, but they were into the spirit realm of stuff. And they said that by the time they got rid of all their burning their special books and stuff, it was worth 50,000 days of labor. You know, that's how they measure, like, whatever a day is worth is labor. 50,000 days worth. That was a lot of stuff that went on in Ephesus. And so down in verse 20, it says, God, the word of the God is growing mightily and prevailing. And I need to stop and probably pray for a second. Lord, thank you for the worship set and song today. We're here gathered as your people, and we ask you to speak to us, each of us, where we are, and then together, whatever you have for us today. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Paul is planning on moving on down the road and stuff. And so while they're there, it says, verse 23, that there was a time that occurred no small disturbance concerning the way. And the way meaning Christianity, you know, that was the nickname that stuck. And I love how Luke says things, no small disturbance. So we got a silversmith named Demetrius, verse 24, and what he makes is little silver shrines of Artemis. And it says it was bringing no small business to the craftsmen. The local craftsmen were into this. People were undoubtedly buying these little statues there, and they were making a good living at it. But the problem was this Christianity was starting to mess up stuff. Verse 25, these he gathered together with the workmen of similar trades and said, "Men, you know that our prosperity depends upon this business. You see and hear that not only in Ephesus, but also all of Asia, this Paul has persuaded and turned away a considerable number of people, saying that the gods made with hands are no gods at all." Not only is there danger that this trade of ours falls into disrepute, but also that the temple of the great goddess Artemis